Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 1st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have prepared this message, and we want to encourage you and give you a perspective based upon God's Word. Today's lesson is titled A History Lesson, and the scripture text is from 2 Chronicles 36, 15 and 16.
The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy.
Yesterday afternoon, Brooksine and I took our usual walk on the trail across from our house. We heard the loud motor of a combine and quickly saw that the combine and its operator, and he was preparing to harvest the large field of soybeans we've been accustomed to for the past few months. By the time we walked back, a row along the perimeter of the field had been harvested, and we were able to walk around the field as the combine harvested the soybeans. It was another beautiful autumn day, and there are few things I can think of that are as invigorating as a walk in a freshly harvested field.
As we were nearing home, we reached the high point in the field, so we stopped and took in a panoramic view of a distant mountain ridge across the Susquehanna River. Stephen wanted to take a photo, but it was the kind of view that's pretty difficult to capture, at least with the equipment that we have. But it got us to thinking that we, as God's people, need a panoramic view of God's dealings with man. As we consider history, let's take a look at an event from some 2,600 years ago.
I don't suppose 2 Chronicles chapter 36 would be among anyone's favorite passage of Scripture. Nevertheless, it's a solemn record of the fall of Judah and the onset of the Babylonian captivity. It records the final three kings in Judah who were each described as doing, quote, evil in the eyes of the Lord, end quote. It's not a pretty picture. And without a doubt, the people of the land endured grave consequences as a result of having wicked rulers, along with their own personal wickedness. The daily text expresses two characteristics of our unchangeable God.
Number one is his pity. Because of his pity, he sent word to them through his messengers again and again. God continues to have pity on his people. Pity is an expression of his mercy, one of his immutable attributes. Jesus uses the parable of the tenants in the New Testament, Mark 12, verses 1 to 12, to illustrate this attribute when he speaks of the landowner who sent servants on his behalf, but they were rejected, beaten, killed, even his own son.
Well, the daily text in part states, but they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets. Today in so many local churches, in print, on radio, through television, and on the internet, faithful messengers continue to express God's truth. Indeed, God's word has been and is being preached again and again. And today, as then, so many persistently mock God's messengers, despise his words, and scoff at his prophets. In fact, today the hatred for Christ and his people is growing at a fever pitch.
Secondly, let's consider his wrath. The second characteristic of God is not one that is often discussed, and it may even challenge your theological comfort zone. The text states, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people. Well, I doubt if God's wrath is something we think about much when we are praising God. But throughout the Holy Scriptures, this aspect of God's character is consistently revealed. It is part of his altogether holy nature.
Theologian A.W. Pink writes, quote, the wrath of God is his eternal detestation of unrighteousness. It is the displeasure and indignation of divine equity against evil. It is the holiness of God stirred into activity against sin.
The passage we share today ends with a phrase that is rather intriguing. And there was no remedy. There came a point when it's as if God essentially said, enough is enough. We see this at other times in the Bible, such as the flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. We also witness this wrath unfold as temporal earthly kingdoms fall, such as in Daniel 5. We will one day see it at the culmination of the age.
Well, we wonder, and we write this as people living in the United States of America, where is America at in this situation? America is being weighed in the balance of God's holy vindication. Where are other countries, for that matter, that you may live in? I know we have readers in Australia, throughout Europe, and throughout all over the world, in fact. Surely only God knows. But we must all be numbered among those the Scripture calls a remnant. I plan to write more about this in tomorrow's message.
We're going to share today a prayer Paul wrote to the Thessalonian believers. It's also our prayer today for our daily encouragement readers. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. And Lord, I want to add that they not be swayed by sin or its fallout, but remain steady as they are numbered in the remnant of God's faithful servants. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Today's message is a little bit different than usual, a little bit harsher, a little bit harder, but it's certainly part of the exposition of God's Word that as a faithful minister of Christ, I want to be faithful. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional links up. We have a link to read the entire passage. Of course, you can read it out of your own Bible as well, but an online version of 2 Chronicles 36. We also have quoted A.W. Pink today, and we have an online version of the book where I got the quote from. It's actually so far out of copyright, I guess they can just put the book up. He lived in the early part of the last century. I have several multimedia links up today, 3 audio and 1 video, just great songs that we feel reinforces the message. Also have a photo up today, taken actually behind our house early in the morning of a farm up the road from us. It's a beautiful picture. We also have one taken just this morning of that harvested field that I spoke of, perhaps giving our readers a little bit of a sense of what we're talking about when we talk of walking across the harvested field. Well, today tomorrow I do plan to write on the situation of the remnant, which is the final verse in 2 Chronicles 36. May God help each one of us to stay faithful to His call in our lives.